Heber City Council candidate Brady Flygare grew up in Orem, Utah, but he spent plenty of his childhood in the Valley as his grandfather grew up in Heber. Flygare moved to Heber about 2 years ago with his wife and four children. He says his work as the director of operations for a nonprofit senior living company qualifies him for the council.
In my profession, we provide care and advocate for many people that don't have a voice and can't speak up. And so we have to be good at anticipating needs and responding to concerns quickly and efficiently because their health and a lot of times their life depends on it. Most of the time, what's in the best interest for the business or our company comes second to the needs and the safety of our patients and our residents. Second, senior living facilities are one of the most highly regulated industries in the country, and that translates real good into city governing and enforcing existing codes and ordinances and looking for ways to make things more efficient or just make more sense for the people in our community.
Flygare says his goal, if elected, is to represent community members who don't want to go to city meetings.
It's difficult when you feel like you have to attend every darn meeting in case a major decision is made that's going to affect your neighborhood. So I'd like to promote a better communication method from the city to inform the public of major issues and really solicit community feedback to make decisions. And as a council member, I'll do my best to represent the voice of the majority of the Heber citizens because at the end of the day, the city and the city's interests, they're owned by us, the citizens.
Flygare lives on the southwest side of Heber and has been vocal, working on issues that impact that portion of town, particularly the proposed Heber Parkway and the airport. He says it's important people know he's not outright opposed to the airport or the bypass.
The latest UDOT proposed route, you had a bunch of people that don't live here engineering a road for the valley, and there were a bunch of unnecessary nuisances that it created. And I think UDOT's done a good job of listening to those public concerns and added those concerns to their latest report, which is a good step forward. And the second thing, you know, the airport, and I think there's a bunch of really cool stuff there, and the pilots and the aviation people are just great, great people. My stance at the airport is do the master plan like they're planning on doing. So if the master plan, at the end of the day, if it says that the airport needs to expand, if that's the option, or shutting it down. I think shutting it down needs to be on the table. Then I think it needs to go to a public vote on whether the community wants it to expand because it's the public's airport.
Flygare has a Facebook page. You can find a link to it on KPCW's website. KPCW has reached out to all 8 Heber residents running for city council. You can find previous and future profiles of candidates on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.